talk to. This number are being screened by Smart Call Blocker. Please say your name after the tone, then press pound.
B.
Please wait a moment while your call is connected.
Hello?
Hello?
Curtis,
yeah.
Are you there?
Yes.
Hey, Curtis, it's B. How are you?
Wait a minute, who is it?
It's B.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, do you have a minute to talk about your property on South River Road?
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. So I was catching up with Alex, and she mentioned to me that you were unable to find the deed in your lockbox.
Right.
Okay, so, you know, I totally understand that happened. She had mentioned, like, a few things that maybe you could catch me up to speed on the conversation you guys had.
Right. Yeah.
Do you remember what all you said to her?
Yes, ma'am. I told her I thought I had the deed in my safe deposit box. I didn't have it in there. I told her it may be back in the bedroom somewhere or even in my car.
Okay. So I have had the attorney do a search for the title, and they weren't able to come up with anything for it. So, you know, we're kind of back in this position that we were at a couple weeks
ago. That's 36 South River Road, Vesuvius, Virginia.
Yes, sir. We were able to find the deed for the land. We just can't locate the one for the mobile home, and it seems that you don't have it either, right?
I did have it. I remember going to DMV getting it because I had to have it. I got it from, I can't remember her name now. I cannot remember the woman's name. If I hadn't been talking to you about her, I would have known. I don't even think she's in business no more, to be truthful about it.
How long ago was that?
Drugs and stuff, I think.
Oh, wow.
Blew it off.
Do you remember about how long ago?
It's been like 15, 20 years. But I did have to get the title to the double wide before I could get insurance on it.
Right.
So I had to go over. It ended up costing me $250 for the title. And
right.
I think while I was going from there, my house was run through while I was in the hospital. A lot of stuff was stolen.
Oh, no.
Out of my house. And the pipes had frozen, busted. I'm not for sure if it got messed up or not. I don't know.
No.
I'm not sure. It was papers everywhere where he went through there digging.
Wow. Man, I'm really sorry to hear that happened to you, Curtis.
As far as the house being livable, you can't be living it.
Right. Well, and we do plan to remove the property. It's just that in order for the sale to go through, and if that stays on the land, legally we have to have the deed for that house. Otherwise, our lenders and our attorneys are not going to let us move forward.
Well, if I could try to knock it down, it wouldn't be a house there then, would it?
Right. Well, you know, we work with builders and things, too, and we're so excited for this lot. I mean, it's so beautiful. But,
it is a beautiful spot. Clean it up. I love the place.
Right.
But if I was to go back and try and live there, I know I would kill him. He's lived next door. He's about 350 feet from me. And the ghetto channel on the ride more, next thing I know, he'll fly on me and Nick. He did my two children very dirty. He locked them up in the house for 3 months, and they wasn't allowed to come out. And I was in the hospital, no way of knowing what was going on. And I had different ones taking them groceries, and they wouldn't even let them in. They was afraid to open the door, and all the groceries sat on the porch and rot.
Oh, wow.
He had told them if they opened the door, he was going to kill them and kill me, too.
Wow.
And I still ain't been in jail or nothing, pardon my language. I hate him.
I understand. Anybody who's going to threaten your life, I mean, you're doing the right thing just getting away from him. You know, Curtis, we have to get this deed, so I just wanted to call you today and, you know, what do you think we should do?
I'm going to be no trouble.
Okay.
As far as the double wide, I don't want to go and spend no $250 on the DMV again for a title.
Another
thing, I hate the DMV as much as I hate operas.
Right. What if I told you that I would cover the cost of the title?
I wouldn't go in the DMV for it. If you just give me $50,000 and tell me I can have it tomorrow, I wouldn't go in there for it. That's how straight up I am about it. I hate the DMV.
I hear you. I mean, like I said, this is the only way we can get this deal to go forward. And, you know, my team member is willing to meet you and pay for this up front and go to the DMV. And the only problem is, I mean, gosh, if we could just do everything, you know, without you there, I would. And, I mean, maybe I can talk to my attorneys. Maybe we can sign something that we can sign on your behalf and get documents on your behalf. But I mean, at this point, we're pushing so, you know, we're past the close date. I mean, I'm really trying to do anything I can to get this done for you, Curtis. But I think I'm gonna need your help.
I'm sure you can call the DMV and get a copy of it.
I think legally we have to have you there.
I may be able to call. I don't even know. They won't even answer the number no more. They won't even answer.
Mm.
And I don't want to run in there. I got to go in there for my driver's license. But hopefully I'll be dead before then. That's how much I hate it.
Well, I mean, what if I have my team member go with you? Would that make it a little better? And I mean, we'll even throw in a lunch.
Yeah, no, that's why that would make me feel better to make it happen that day. I don't want to make two or three trips something down the road.
Well, we can just do it in one. And once we're done with that, all I got to do is wire the money into your account and you're good to go. You're done with it all.
You're going to wire the money to my account before I hand over the deed, right?
It'll have to be, so you'll sign the deed. So here's how it'll go. When we get it at the DMV, we have to give it to the attorneys. Then once they approve it, we'll send somebody to you to get it all signed, and then we'll wire the money to you.
Why can't you just make a check go? And that way, all I have to do is take it to the bank and cash it in.
Well, we can do it. We can do a check too, but you have to understand, the attorneys are the one who handles the money. They don't let us touch it.
Right.
They get my information, and they
like
pull
I
it
said,
out.
I don't want to have to end up owing taxes on the money either. I want y'all to take care of that part because I know it'll be a tax coming out on that.
How much do we?
I made that clear with him. And I don't want no nothing else to do with it. I have to get rid of it. I'm selling as is.
Right.
And I know I can get more than that out of it. All I have to do is advertise it in the New York Times.
Well, the good news is we got it at a deal that...
It's an airport coming to Lexington. The VMI is close by. It's within 14, 15 minutes of Lexington. The VMI is coming in. You got Walmart, Lowe's, Kroger, Food Line, Dollar General, shoe stores, restaurants, all kinds of stuff. And then you got the theater and all of the good stuff over there.
Yeah.
Golfing. Then you got the hunting and fishing to go along with it. It's a great place to live. As long as somebody don't invite that low life SOB to their house, it's carry them off.
I hear you, Curtis, and I want this property. I mean, I want it. It's just without us getting you to get the deed, I mean, my hands are tied.
I can get the deed to you.
I mean, that's all I'm waiting on, Curtis. So if you didn't get it to me.
And you forget about me going back in the DMV getting a title.
Well,
they act like they doing you a favor when you go in there. I hate the first one. I hate the last one. It was one nice woman in there, and damn, if they didn't, they fired her. I guess because she's too nice.
Well, Curtis, you said you're going to get it to me. How are you going to get it to me without the DMV involved?
The DMV, get what to you?
The title. Yeah.
The title to the property?
To the mobile house.
The deed is what I'm talking about. I can get the deed. I ain't worried about a title. I'm talking about that liable. It's no good for nothing.
Right.
It's good for the match. Want to burn it down?
Well, don't do that. That's arson, and I don't want you to get in any trouble, Curtis.
No, I wasn't getting in no trouble. I had the fire department staying by.
Curtis, I know the house isn't livable, but the attorneys are not going to let us close on the land without the title to the mobile home.
Yeah, I doubt if I'd be able to find it, be truthful about it. I wouldn't want to go in there digging around in it for it because I'd be scared I might get bit by a snake.
I don't blame you, and I mean, that's what I'm saying. I know you hate the DMV.
The bedroom floors have rotted out of it, and I know that's where the paper's going to be, back in my big bedroom.
I mean, it's probably just safer, and I mean, I know you're going to hate me saying this, Curtis, but it's going to be safer and probably faster just to go to the DMV.
Huh?
I said it's going to be safer and faster, and you're going to hate me for saying this, but the DMV is looking like our best option right now.
Okay, I just have to try to get in contact with DMV on it and find out. See if I can get my duplicate to it. I go online, look it up.
I mean,
that's,
yeah, you can try that. Yeah,
if
I mean,
I
if
you copy offline, I just send for y'all. Okay.
Absolutely, Chris. That would be great.
You might mail it to me. I don't know. I have to check and see, and I get back in touch with you. Okay. How's that?
Well, if they want to mail it anywhere, I can
If they mail it, they're going to have to mail it to me first, and then I'll mail it to you.
All right. Well, yeah, I mean, that would be great.
On the camera, you just mail me your email address?
Yes, sir.
To where you're building this, so I can send the word it needs to go.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, you do that, and I get on right away.
All right, Curtis.
30 minutes. Okay, well, and you have a good weekend, honey. Check back with me on Monday.
I absolutely will. You have a great weekend, Curtis, and thank you
so
much.
Goodbye.
Bye.